It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Tennille Arts. Hey, Tennille.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Excellent. I haven't, it's nice to hear from you. I haven't seen you for quite a while, but you've been extremely busy, haven't you?
I've been trying to stay busy during the weirdest year of our lives, yeah.
My wife and I were talking about that the other day. Nobody has ever seen a year quite like this before. How are you doing? Everything good?
Everything's been good. I've just been, you know, my team has kind of found other ways to keep me busy, and we've had a ton of radio stuff, and I've been writing over Zoom constantly, so lots to keep me busy.
Awesome. We have a lot of things to talk about. First off, let's talk about this first up with RBC X Music. Tell me about this. What's it all about?
Yeah. So it's a program for emerging artists across Canada, and it can be any genre of music. And it's just a really, really great program. They kind of give you all of the tools that you would need as a new artist. And I'm really excited to be a part of the mentorship of this program. So there's been a few artists. We did a first round where it was like me and Lennon Stella and a bunch of other really great artists. And then this round, we've got a new lineup of mentors. And I'm the only one, I think, that came over from the last time. But it's just really great. All of these artists get to have calls with us, and we get to talk about the creative process, how we got started in the industry. And it's just, it kind of covers everything. So if emerging artists have any questions, it's just a great thing to be a part of.
So do you advance to the next round then, or how does that work?
Yeah, so people, they apply. Round two for applications is out right now, and they all apply, and we pick a bunch of people and then kind of go through and pick a few more to kind of focus on. And it's really open to so many different people. I think it's very unique in that way.
Well, that's so I guess the end game of all this is to just gain as much knowledge as possible then, probably. Is that what it is?
Yeah, definitely. And they do some showcases and stuff like that, and it introduces them to, you know, just a ton of industry people that once they're through with this program, they're going to have all of these tools and all of these contacts that they can message throughout their career.
The first up with RBC X Music. Do we get in any information about that? How do we find out more about it?
If you guys want to follow RBC X Music on Instagram is probably the best place. That's where I've been posting with them. So they have all of their information there, and the link to apply, and just everything that you need to know is right there.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Good luck with that, Tennille. And I know that you've been having other successes as well. Top 20 in the States, is that right? Did I hear that correct?
That's right. I can't even believe it myself. I'm like pinching myself. Like, is this real? I keep checking the charts because I'm like, this can't be real. It's been such a crazy experience. You know, every, you know, 10 steps on the chart, it's just a major milestone. And so I've been celebrating every chance I get.
You are in a select crowd, an elite crowd for Canadian artists hitting top 20 in the States. That's fantastic. There's not many.
Definitely, like, I look at, you know, the artists that have come before me that have had this, this top 20 experience, and it's just like, I'm just looking at how big their careers went, and I'm just hoping that it's the same kind of thing for me.
I'm sure it will. In Canada, your single Everybody Knows Everybody's doing pretty good too, isn't it? Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so I was so excited that we put somebody like that out first, and it was my first top 10, and then I was so excited that we got to sneak another single in up there this year. And Everybody Knows Everybody is a song that I wrote about my hometown, Weyburn, Saskatchewan. There's a pretty much one bar that everybody goes to, and I just kind of found myself, you know, when I was home on a Friday and Saturday, it was like everybody goes there and everybody knows way too much about each other, and we all went to high school together, and it's definitely a small town thing. I think anybody that grew up in a small town can relate, but it's one of those things where you know, when you're in the town, it's like, oh, there's so much gossip and so much rumors, but when you leave the town, you find yourself wishing that you could go back to that, because it's so nice when everybody just knows everybody and you can all hang out and be friends. And I truly miss that.
That's awesome. You're a long way from home, but you've got a huge support group around you, don't you?
I do. I just feel so lucky that, you know, I've got, every time I post on socials, it's all of these familiar names and faces and friends from Saskatchewan. And I just feel so lucky that everybody's still supporting me, even though I've been in the U.S. for a little while. It's just Canada and Saskatchewan will always be my home, and it's so nice to feel supported there.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Tenille. I've known you for I'm not going to age myself, and I'm surely not going to age you, but I've known you for a little bit, so congratulations with everything going on with you, Tenille. Greatly appreciate it. How do we get a hold of you on social media, by the way?
I'm pretty much everywhere, just at Tenille Arts, and my website's TennilleArts.com, and yeah, people can find me anywhere that they're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Perfect. Awesome, Tenille. Well, good luck with everything going on, and I hope to talk to you real soon.
Thanks so much. Hopefully things will get a little bit better and I can come and see you in person and we can hang out, because it's been way too long.
It'll be great, for sure. Tenille Arts on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up.